Welcome to Catechesis Pieces, where we sort out two catechisms, the Heidelberg and the Westminster Shorter, by four pieces: motive, standard, purpose, and practice. Chuck Meether, an RC West missionary pastor here for the Kirkside Cafe, glad to have you with us from wherever site you may be on and whenever you may be listening. So we are now at Lord's Day 3, question answer number 6 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness, that he might rightly know God his creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. And then from the Westminster, we have, how did God create man? God created man male and female after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. So what does Scripture have to say about this? Because that's our ultimate rule in faith and life. Genesis 1:31 tells us, then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Also in Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Paul writes to the Corinthian church, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. He also writes to the Colossian saints, and have yet put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And likewise in Ephesians 4:24, that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So what we have here is that God created man good, and God gave man a beautiful communion with him, unblemished and uncorrupted. But then man fell. And then through the person and work of Christ, that image has been restored. Not completely insofar as we still sin, so we don't have the original knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. But we are growing in those things because of him, because we have received his imputed righteousness. Because of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, we now can be walking epistles reflecting the image of our Creator. So do just that in your practice today. Walk with him and be a blessing.